Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Hello, sleuths. Welcome to Sophia with an F. I am back with my most favorite person in the entire world. She was on last week, Stella Berry. Stella, the amount of feedback that I got from last week's episode, people were obsessed with you.
I'm so flattered.
I kind of want to make you a co-host a little bit.
I will happily.
You will? Will you?
Dude, I would be on anytime.
Please.
You have no idea that this is my dream come true.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah. Guys, there's a new podcast coming soon. Maybe let me just introduce you again. I'm such a professional. Can you guys tell? Stella Berry, you guys, she is an OnlyFans superstar. Star, and I mean superstar. I mean top 0.01% type shit. Okay? She's the anal princess. She's a porn queen and huge social media following when she's allowed to be on social media.
When I'm not deleted and banned on everything. But now the people know who I am even when I'm literally wiped off the face of the internet, which blows my mind.
That's insane.
And like even after I was deleted off 15 TikTok, times, people were still messaging you like to have me on, which makes me so happy.
Oh my God, that is kind of crazy.
I know.
So last week we could have talked for 12 hours. Yeah. We just didn't get to talk enough and we had to continue. I was like, I am not letting this bitch go back to Puerto Rico, which by the way, why do you live there? Did we ever cover that?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
So I was living in California when COVID hit and I had just paid taxes on like the first 6 months that I did OnlyFans and I was devastated. Like all my savings were just depleted. And so I Google like how to pay less taxes and I start listening to all these financial podcasts and I learned that Puerto Rico is the only place in the world right now that a U.S. citizen doesn't have to pay federal taxes. So I literally moved that month.
How, like you don't get scared. You don't get lonely.
Need like a thrill. I need that.
Okay.
I also love, like, when I moved to Puerto Rico, I brought my boyfriend. Mm. So at least I had him. And he's an ex-Marine. So I felt very safe with him.
Right.
I think I probably wouldn't have moved there if I was just, like, a single girl alone.
Yeah. Okay. So that does help for sure if you have a partner and you're moving around. But...
And now I just, like, even if I'm not exclusive with him now, I still, if I move somewhere, I'll just, like, bring him and he can just take care of the property.
Right.
He's, like, my personal security and my assistant and, like, gives me sex. Which I prefer men that don't have a job because they could just focus on me.
Wait, you sound like those, like, fucked up husbands that, like, don't want their wife working so they never leave. Just keep them. A little controlling.
A little bit. No, I'm like, do whatever you want. Like, don't do anything at all. Like, just live your best life. It's not that I like to, like, take jobs away from men. I just love men that just don't want to work.
That don't have them.
Yeah, just, like, broke and hot.
Yeah, guys, reminder, Stella's boyfriend is a homeless person. Yeah. I guess now he's not homeless
he's
anymore.
He's now homed with a porn star in a penthouse.
Damn, he got it made.
Yeah, he's like, wow, this, like, I mean, before me, he had a sugar mama for 8 years that was like a billionaire. Like so rich.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Was she sexy? Was she older?
Yeah, she was a redhead. He was 22, she was 44. She was bipolar. like him.
Okay.
And that they were just like wild together, and they were horny as fuck. So they would like they have the craziest sex stories that I could never even imagine experiencing. Like, and you would fuck everywhere.
So do you think that that has something to do with the bipolar?
A lot of bipolar people I know are like super fucking sexual, especially when they're manic. Like,
oh, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, it's like there's the horniest people on the planet.
They just go wild. You know what that's making me think of is, do you ever like fuck on drugs on your OnlyFans or just in general?
No, because, well, there's two reasons.
Okay.
The very first is that you can't do anything on OnlyFans. And I think probably a lot of main porn sites if you're under the influence of something.
But you don't have to tell them.
You don't have to tell anybody. Yeah. So then the second, but if you like to market it like that, no. Second of all, like I don't really do drugs or drink ever.
Oh, you don't?
No, like I drink really rarely. Like I drink on a trip right now when I'm here with Sawyer, my manager.
Oh, you'll be drinking tonight with
yeah.
me.
Or with my mom. She always makes me drink wine. Like I am not allowed to not drink wine with her.
Okay.
But then when I'm alone at home for like 4 months at a time, I never drink. I've always dated stoners, so I've gone through stoner phases, but I don't, weed makes me anxious and I'm just not, I'm like a pretty, I need to have energy. And right. my sober self loves life, is so productive, mm-hmm. is super kinky, really confident. So I just like being sober.
Can't relate.
I did microdose Molly the other day on accident. I didn't know. Like the person told us that it was shroom microdose chocolates, but then the woman came up, she's like, they're actually Molly chocolates. And then I had a threesome on a rooftop at the hotel. Like the whole, like I did an all nighter fucking on the hotel rooftop. I did feel like, one, the lights looked really pretty, but two, I was so fucking horny. Like horniness took over. Every time anybody like kissed me,
it
like touched my vagina, my whole body was just like.
I think the longest I've ever had sex was when I was on Molly, and I'm not kidding. It was 8 hours straight.
Oh my God.
And it felt so really, really good. Last episode, we kind of ended off with you giving tips on how to feel more comfortable with yourself mm-hmm. in front of a camera, mm-hmm. whether that's, you know, taking a nude or mm-hmm. doing a video. Have you always felt that? Were you just the boundaries, like you really have no boundaries, mm-hmm. basically? I actually say the same shit about myself, yeah. not sexually, just yeah. in life and yeah, with drugs exactly. and partying. It's fucked up. But you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Were you always like that?
I have always been a very curious person. So it wasn't always on camera like that. I never was always comfortable on camera or like showing things to other people, but I've always been so sexual, and that's just part of my curiosity. Mm. Like I ask questions about a lot of things, and I'm just a curious person. So when I was 13, I lost my virginity, and it was so cute. Like we were both curious. It wasn't like this, like we weren't acting anyway. We were so comfortable with each other. Uh-huh. We just wanted to see like what it was like for him to like try and put his penis inside me.
Wow.
Then after that, I was really curious about what sex looked like for other people. So I started watching porn, and I would look up like really sweet porn.
So wait, you're trying to tell me that at 13 you were watching porn?
Mm-hmm.
That's on like a dial-up computer. Oh, no, you're, oh wait, you're young. You're very young.
Oh yeah.
You're 23,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, so I'm old and I'm like, damn, if I was doing that at 13, it'd dial-up.
I had a computer, dude, I swear at that point I had a laptop because I remember watching it in my bed. So I honestly think I had a laptop at that point.
Okay. And you lost your virginity at 13.
Mm-hmm. So I've always been curious. And like from then on, I was that way. Sexually, I just wanted to know what people were like in bed.
Did you, and if this is too intimate, you do not need to answer. You guys didn't have an orgasm.
No. Oh my God, I don't think
it was like two kids just like trying things out.
He didn't even have an orgasm.
Right.
Like, even the first times I gave him blowjobs, I remember he wouldn't orgasm. I'd be like, am I doing something wrong?
Right.
And he would have to like jerk off at the end to come because he didn't fucking know what to do. Like he was 13 also. Like
right,
he didn't
know
like how to come in a girl's mouth. He was terrified.
Yeah.
So it was just like us exploring our bodies together, mm-hmm. which I think is adorable. But I was in my shower like every night holding the shower head on my pussy.
That is
And I did that one time because I was washing myself and I started to feel crazy and I thought I was having a seizure. Like I thought I was about to faint.
Oh my God.
And then it passed and I was like, oh, this is what an orgasm is. This is what my mom told me like happens to women when they touch themselves.
Isn't that crazy, your first orgasm, mm-hmm. how it feels? And it's like, what the
fuck? I will chase that feeling for the rest of my
life. Yours was the shower head. Mine was I was in a jetted tub.
Yep. Oh my, the water.
My mom actually told me when I was really little that I started doing that, like in the bath with her. Really? And she like told me like,
there's a lot of girls I meet. They're like, yeah, I used to like, when I was in first grade, I used to hump the tables and chairs in school. And like the teachers would be like, what the hell is she doing?
I was hooking up with girls when I was really young.
I feel like I've heard you say that before.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Was it just it's a curiosity as a kid, I think.
I think I must have met one girl who initiated mm-hmm. it. And then I started just doing it with all of my girlfriends. I wouldn't touch a guy.
This is what girls do.
No, actually, I'm like, no, listen up. This is literally like, what?
Let's be all lesbians.
Actually, can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town and we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. When did you have that light bulb moment where you decided, I'm not going to work a regular job, mm-hmm. quote unquote, I'm going to get naked and fuck on a camera?
I think it was like a lot of different things at one time while I was living in LA and doing pre-med. It was going to the sex parties and meeting all of these girls that are in porn or are just like Snapchat girlfriends, like give girlfriend experience to men through Snapchat, and they pay them, you know, $10 a month each, which was kind of the model before OnlyFans blew up.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing how they made an okay living. Like,
right.
I wasn't meeting anyone who made crazy money, but I was like, their lives look kind of cool. And I'm very curious to know what it's like to be in that world and to succeed in that world and challenge myself. And I was just so curious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also very bored with what I was doing.
How old were you?
I was 21.
Okay.
And I just graduated college. And at the same time, I'm going to those sex parties. I have a friend that is introducing me to other porn people too. And then I'm with that 44-year-old guy that's like, the first time I've really been with a super perverted guy. I've always been with men that are more sexually knowledgeable than I am because I like learning.
But this guy was a perv.
But he was, I mean, he'd been molested when he was young and he was a sweetheart, but he was like, had very interesting things he wanted me to play. Like he wanted me to be mommy and he wanted to be baby. There were times he like, I never did this one, but he wanted me to potty train him, like truly on like a little toilet and like make him show me his poop and stuff.
I've actually heard about this before. It's a kink for some people.
It is. Right. And it was just, and then there were other times like he wanted to be daddy and I would play baby. And that taught me a lot about what I'm into because I loved that dynamic of him being so authoritative and masculine and telling me everything to do.
Yeah.
So he also just showed me this like deeper perverse side in me.
And that had a huge influence.
Yeah. It gave me a lot more confidence knowing what I'm actually into. Because when you're young, there's like things that feel good and whatever, but you don't really know what it is. Mm-hmm. And then as you're getting older and trying new things, you find stuff that actually sets off something in your brain. And you're like, I'm fucking addicted to this.
Yes, yes.
And so it was all of that at the same time. And I was like, I'm good at this. Like, I'm confident in this world. I fit in with all these people. Like, these are some of the people, best people I've ever met. Like, I don't get along with a lot of people. And I, at the same time, did not like the majority of the kids in my science classes. I was like, these people are judgmental and like stressed out about nothing.
Yeah.
And I just don't relate to them at all. And
you've always been very open-minded, it seems.
Yeah, I've been really open-minded and I've just always wanted to challenge myself. If I get stuck into something, it's so boring to me and I'm like, this is gonna be my life. Like, I'm gonna look back someday and be like, wow, like great job pushing yourself.
Right.
I just wanna do crazy shit and see what happens.
That's the tagline.
So that's,
I just want to do crazy shit and see what happens. You know I'm going to be screaming that all night tonight in the back of the Uber.
I swear, because I feel like there's so many people have this pressure, especially all the people I witnessed at UCLA doing pre-med. There's so much pressure to do things right.
Right.
And it's like, what is really going to happen if you don't? Like, people think, I actually did think this for a second. I was like, what if I post my porn online and my life just like, I feel like my life ends. Like, what happens after you make your life fucking end? Like, what do you, after you make that decision, you can't come back from? Because people kind of think it's like the end. But it's not. You wake up the next day, and what do? And I love that type of thing.
So you were never scared. Like, you were never scared, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm fucked.
I had panic attacks for like 3 months every single night when I first started doing this. Because I was like, I know what's right. And I know what I want to do. And I know what makes me feel alive. But do I need to take into account what society thinks?
Yeah.
Like, does it matter what society thinks or does it not? Right. Am I destroying my whole life or am I making the best risky decision of my life? It turns out I was making the best risky decision of my life.
Uh-huh.
And it was a calculated risk. But I had to justify that to myself every single night for like 3 months. And it was terrible. But now it made me realize like,
How worth it.
It made me justify it to myself every night.
Right.
And just see what happens.
Yeah, I totally relate to that on, you know, on some level. When I started my first podcast and it was so explicit and so sexual, I remember the night before an episode would drop, I would just be sweating, having the biggest panic attack.
Whereas now you probably wouldn't at all.
Now I don't bat an eyelash.
Right? Because you know like nothing bad's going to happen. But in the beginning, even if you like your content and you know it's right, the internet and the world is just an unpredictable place.
And they're mean. They're fucking mean.
Yeah, now like I have the thickest skin. Like I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
Yeah, I know.
And I think that having those 3 months of being terrified made me that way. Like I'm like, you can tell me all you want about how you think the sex industry is bad if you're not in it. But until you've gone through the fact of like doing it and being yourself in it and realizing you're a great person and this is an amazing industry with amazing people and actually helping a lot of lives, then like I'm not going to take what you say seriously.
Right.
Like, it just doesn't matter to me. I already know like that. A lot of people don't, my mom's a doctor. A lot of people don't like what she does. A lot of, like her neighbor tells her that doctors are the devil. So like, no matter what
you interesting fucking, take.
No matter what you do in the world, whether you're the people president of a country, there you will find haters somewhere.
Right.
So like, you can't aim for everybody to approve of what you're doing. No one will.
Yeah. I think that I got thick skin when that whole fucking blow up happened and I was dragged through.
Dude, I still don't haven't been through something like that. Like, yes, I've canceled myself on a certain level to certain people that think sex workers are demons. But I've never, like, by people I thought were my fans or, like, my demographic, been totally, like, put through the mud. And I just can't imagine. I can't believe you're sitting here today.
It,
like,
it was so it was so traumatizing. Sometimes I don't know how I'm sitting here, too.
I have no
idea. It was, the feeling of millions of people hating you is a wild fucking feeling. It's not just a couple
TikTok comments.
No, and it was my listeners that I loved.
Do you look back, though, and just... Are you so proud of yourself that you made it through? Because I look back at certain things, like getting my first accounts deleted, like telling my mom I was doing porn and her at first being terrified. Well, the first day she thought that I
was crazy. You were joking?
No, she was like, you need to go to a psych unit. Like, this is not my daughter. Like, what's happening? You know, so I was a really just goody two shoes kid. Like, she knew I was wild and snuck out every fucking night to go clubbing in high school or like had sex really young. She knew that. But like, she didn't know that I was perverted enough to do fucking porn on the internet. So to tell your mom, like, one, it's just hard to tell a parent that you're doing porn because of what society thinks, but two, it's like a very intimate topic, talking about what you're into in sex and that you like to film yourself having sex. That's so fucking hard.
My mom for the first 6 months was pissed. And after every episode, she would have a list of things. You shouldn't have said this. Next episode, don't say this. She would come, the F word, you use that way too much. I'm like, Mom, what the fuck? What are we, really? Yeah, let me stop saying the F word. Get the fuck out of here. But no,
it's so, with parents, it's so hard because you're happy they're communicating with you still. Like the fact your mom was even still talking to you. Like that's how I feel with my mom. She'll still message me and be like, and I'm talking about her right now. She's like, she literally sent this 2 weeks ago. She was like, you need to stop talking about me and your little brother. It is disturbing and affecting our health negatively.
You're like, Mom, look at my bank account. Yeah. Look at yours. Get back to me.
So, but I'm just like happy she's still talking to me. Like, I'm just so, and she's really supportive of me.
Now she doesn't approve.
Yeah, she doesn't approve of everything I do at all. It disturbs her a bit. Recently, she said she might want to go to therapy to deal with it. But she still, like, knows I'm the same person. And she knows I'm mentally stable and I'm happy. And that's all she really cares about. So she's really sweet. Also, like, money does talk. So once you start making money, your family's like, oh, like, they're not that crazy. Like, they're making, you know, they can support themselves. And then I started paying, like, I've paid her rent some months. I just paid off her credit card debt. I paid my brother's tuition at NYU. So, yeah, I helped her a lot.
That's really sweet.
And she's a doctor, but, like, they don't make that much money these days. Not compared to fucking porn stars.
Wait, is she...
The world's fucked up.
It is so fucked up. Is she your doctor? Like, does she do your vagina stuff?
She has put in...
Vagina stuff. Excuse
all my
me,
vagina
gynecologist.
Stuff. I, no, no, she I does all my vagina stuff. She's put in all five of my IUDs and taken them out.
Oh, amazing.
She... just does checkups on me all the time. Like, anytime I need anything. I actually have strep throat right now. I just figured out I had it yesterday.
Everyone in this room is like,
No, but this thing, it's strep group B, which you get from the intestines.
Okay.
AKA eating ass. So it's not contagious unless we kiss. It's not airborne. So you're fine.
It's not airborne and you get it from eating ass.
Yeah, because strep group B is carried in the intestine. And that's why it's hard to have my mom as my doctor. Because I have to tell her again, hey, Mom, like, I think I have strep. She's like, what the fuck?
You're
like,
eating ass
she's
again?
Like, what are you doing? And it's not even like just eating ass. Like, it's usually going ass to mouth. Like when a guy sticks his dick in my butt and then into my mouth.
Right.
And I, like, going back full circle, no boundaries. I don't give a fuck about that until I have strep. Like, I don't, and then I've still had strep like five times, and still every time I'm like, this is so fucking hot. Like, I just want to look in his face while I suck, like, my butthole off his
dick. That is fucking insane. So you can get strep from the guy.
No one knows this because no one does that.
No one
does it.
I had no clue. So there's different types of strep.
Yeah. Strep group A is the normal type of strep most people get.
Okay. Strep and B is you got it from eating ass.
It's carried in the intestine. Kids sometimes get it from like weird things and whatever, but. But as an adult,
they're eating ass.
Yeah, they're
eating ass.
Everyone's eating ass. Just kidding. Everyone's fucking eating ass. 5-year-olds are eating ass.
100%.
Honestly, 5-year-olds probably do like
they probably
eat shit a lot.
They probably fucking do. Honestly, it's like not that crazy. They get it.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaking of eating ass and just ass in general, you are the anal princess, okay? And it seems from what I've heard, you really, really enjoy anal. And we didn't really get to
dive into time.
Yeah. And
I
so,
could talk about anal forever. I've made a TikTok, at least one TikTok a day for the last 2 years talking about anal. It's just
every
endless.
Day for
every
2 years.
Every fucking day. At least one TikTok. A day.
What position is best for anal? Is it you on your knees, doggy? Is it you laying flat on your stomach? Like, what's the best one?
When I lost it and how it just felt so good to me when I lost my virginity and how I tell everybody to do it, my anal virginity, is laying flat on your stomach, fully relaxed.
Okay,
like a position where you can just relax your whole body and then he comes from above and like slowly slides it in.
Okay, you
heard it. But then as you get better, you can do missionary and doggy and they're not as hard. I think getting into doggy and having him stick his dick in, it feels really good. No, it can feel really good, but not your first time.
Not your first time.
Yeah, because
so startling.
Like, think about how a big dick can feel in your pussy and doggy.
Right.
Like, it feels bigger. So yeah, laying flat, the way you can relax is best. Missionary, I think, is a level up from doggy, and then cowgirl, fucking crazy. Like riding is so especially like sitting on his dick.
That's
the
hot.
First position, if like the first position where he's going in your butt, you're sitting down on his dick. That is the hardest shit in the whole world.
Like up on your feet,
yeah.
Squatting, and your pussy's like in his face.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's fucking hot.
It is really fucking hard to do, but
if you can
it's
do
like
it.
The pro levels.
Wow.
And the first time I ever did it, I've ridden a lot. Like I've ridden Drew a lot, but he would be fucking me and doggy or something, and then we'd switch and I'd be on top. And what's fun actually with anal is like to keep his dick in you the whole time and have him turn you around on his dick from doggy to missionary and then have you sit on top.
Right. I love even when a guy keeps his dick in your pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
That.
It's
there's
so good.
So hot about
and
it.
Same with anal. It's good. But the first time I ever did it where I was sitting down on a dick for the very first position was on camera with Alex Adams for one of my first videos with him. I think
Shout
my very first,
Alex
I think
Adams.
It might've been on Pornhub, but I don't know.
Okay.
I think it was just for OnlyFans, but it was terrifying and it hurt so fucking bad. And I just,
and you're
I just
on camera and have to act like, I love this. So you're crying.
Dude, I was dying.
Okay, so do you prefer anal to vaginal sex?
I hate to say that I do because I love all sex.
But you
and
do.
There's different purposes, but I fucking love anal because I love, it is the most intense, intimate, taboo sex I've ever had. It's like if you want to be fully dominated by a man, you will not get anything like how you do with anal. It's
right.
So you are a puppet on his dick. Like
wow.
you can't have one single thought except like survival and there is something in my butt.
Oh.
And like you can't think to move your body.
Right.
Or look
he's
hot.
In control.
Yeah,
100%.
You can't make hot the sounds I make when I have pussy sex versus anal is completely different.
Do you sound like you're in pain during anal a little bit?
Not really, but I'm breathing through it. Like I don't even know what the sounds are, but they're just coming out so I can survive like and relax my body.
Okay, I'm thinking about the few times
since I've done anal, and I do remember actually thinking in my mind, like, deep breaths, deep breaths.
It's like the only thing for me, at least, I don't do drugs and shit, but it feels like a drug. Like, it makes you high, because I think, one, you have to work on relaxing your body, which is just a good practice anyway. Like, your body feels amazing when you focus on just fully relaxing.
Yes.
And two, you are, the moment he's sticking in your butt, you're like, fuck, this is real. Like, this is the present moment. This is a challenge that I have to survive. Like, there's no just getting by. Like, normal pussy sex, you can think about your to-do list. You can get bored. Like, you can just be thinking about other things, you know?
Yeah.
Anal, it's just not possible. Like, wait, you're so in the moment.
That's such an interesting take, because vaginal sex, you really can just think about whatever the fuck you want. Think about,
so many girls are not like in the present moment
at all. Yeah. Do I sound hot? Like, do I look hot? Blah,
exactly.
Blah. Anal, you're right. It's
and
like,
then,
how am I going to like survive this one?
Literally. And then after anal, you, one, are proud of yourself. Two, you've been relaxing your body for however long it was. It was probably 2 minutes, because it's so tight that like he comes immediately. But the rest of the day, I have no anxiety, no aches and pains. I feel like a puppy, like following him around with googly eyes, like, daddy, I love you. And like, just no worries in the world.
Why? Because you went through something so intense. I think that the rest of the day is a breeze.
Yeah, I feel like it's so intense that it gives you this high afterwards.
Your morning anal.
Dude, everyone. Morning anal is the best, I swear. And it's also just being so dominated. Like, that's why people go to dominatrixes and stuff, which personally is not like my kink, but I got that need filled through anal, where you just feel so dominated by someone. It gives you, you know how they say like powerful women like to be the opposite in the bedroom, because it gives them a break from playing that role. It's the same with anal. Like, just to have time where you're not in control of anything and someone else is dominating you, you can come out of it and just feel more relaxed.
I could totally see that. I mean, I haven't done anal in years.
Yeah.
So I feel like I need to dive back into that.
You need to dive in. But yeah, morning anal is also the best, because you do it right when you wake up, before you even get out of bed, and you, like, I swear it's because you haven't stood up yet. So like, your stool, your poop has not shifted downward yet.
That was gonna be my next
Literally
question.
Literally every time I've had anal, first thing in the morning before I even get out of bed, like right when I wake up, he just sticks his dick in my butt. It's perfectly clean.
Okay.
Without that's any biggest, preparation,
that's
nothing.
The biggest tip ever.
And people are like, no, but I shit in the morning. I'm like, yeah, me too. Like, I have coffee and I go to the bathroom immediately. But if you do it right when you wake up, before you even like stand up, it's always clean.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so that's a huge
insider
tip.
Information in for you anal sluts.
For the anal sleuths. The anal sleuths. Wait, that's such a good fucking tip.
Yeah.
Do you ever use like an enema kit or anything like that?
I used to. So I told you that I didn't prepare or use lube or anything for the first year that I did anal. Like, the first at least 100 times that I did anal. But then I started looking up what to do and how to prepare, because I was like, you know, I'm kind of tired of like shitting on him all the time. Like, I'm starting to feel disgusting. And so I ordered like some enema.
Okay, so you have shit on a dude.
Oh, I've shit on every dude that I've ever done anal with.
Okay, I see. Thank you for saying that. I had a little situation one time too. I didn't fully shit, but there was some residue. And it really freaked me out.
That's what they get. But you know what I love about Drew is my homeless boyfriend that took my anal virginity.
And he's the anal king.
He pulls
also
his dick out of my butt and goes immediately to the bathroom. He doesn't like say anything. He doesn't go, ew, gross. Like, he doesn't do shit. Like, if I'm messy too, like, he'll bring a towel for me.
Right.
It hasn't been messy though, like really messy, in a really long time, because I kind of have a good system now. But for a while, I ordered a enema. It was a little electronic one. So instead of like having, people have like squeeze bottles that they put up there, but it's like an anal douche, actually. But I had one that you just press a button and it like squirts water up into your butthole.
Wow.
And it worked really well. But one, you have to, it pushes all the water up there and then you have to shit it out. And it makes the craziest fucking sound. So if you're like trying to do that before a guy, like, make sure there's
before
not one man there.
Before he goes over,
it
guys.
It is the worst, most embarrassing sounds ever. And it doesn't set the mood.
No,
and
no.
Two, a lot of times when you shoot water up there, a lot of porn girls will tell you this too, sometimes it gets messier because some of the water doesn't come out.
Oh.
And you're fucking during, and just, I hate to say it, but diarrhea will come out everywhere. Like, I threw mine away and was done with it after that happened one time. I was like, this fucking sucks. And now I literally just stick my finger up there and
feel around.
I know what the inside of my butthole feels like with the back of my hand. No, that's literally amazing. You just feel around, like you can kind of feel if you need to shit or not. At least I can. And I'm really regular too. Mm-hmm. So like if I know I have to shit, I don't do it. Or if he's like begging to, I'm like, well, like it's your risk. And it's, he's like, risk. Cool, I'm all good. So risk, I'm lucky to have reward. That kind of guy. But yes. If this was someone that you're really nervous about, like just make sure you've shit that day and like feel up there before, mm-hmm. and it'll be fine.
But also don't fucking try anal with a pussy.
Yeah, don't try it with a pussy. It doesn't matter if you get shit on them. They've already come. They don't give a fuck. Like if he's a man, he actually doesn't care. Like I don't even care. Like I literally have sucked on butt plugs and put my mouth on dicks that have my shit or other people's shit on them, and I can see it.
Hence the strap that you have right now.
It is terrible and disgusting, but in the moment when you're like horny,
yeah, why worry about the aftermath? Like, we're in the moment. I get that.
I don't think, like, if a guy is really rude to you about shitting on his dick, he is the wrong guy. It's a great way to tell. Agree. Like, you're really going to have a kid with that guy and shit while you're giving birth to his kid, and, like, he's going to be not okay with that. You should be with a guy that, like, knows that you shit and know that you fart and, like, and think you're cute for it.
Do you ever use desensitizing gel?
Yes. Oh my God, I love it. Okay. I haven't used it in a really long time because I don't need it anymore and I like the intensity. Mm-hmm. But there were certain times where
a dick was too big. Or what's the biggest thing you've ever put in there?
The biggest?
Two dicks?
The biggest? No, and I want to though. Okay. Eventually. Okay. But the biggest was probably, I had a dildo that was pretty wide one time, and it made my ass gape like wide open. Like literally it was this big. It was crazy.
Damn.
But I think the biggest was this guy I flew out to Puerto Rico with Hannah to fuck, and he had like a 10, maybe 11 inch dick.
No.
And it was really girthy. He's a porn guy.
I've never.
And it was huge. And that's I was insane. Like so nervous, but I also kind of knew the butthole, once it stretches a little, it can stretch a lot. Like it's not, it's really stretchy.
So it's like a vagina kind of.
It's really stretchy once you like know how to stretch it.
So you're down with it, like desensitizing gel, whatever.
It works really well because people think that it numbs, but it doesn't at all. It just, it kind of takes away that feeling of having to shit.
Okay,
and
well
instead
then that's...
I honestly think instead of feeling pain, I feel more sensation. Like it feels good. So I recommend that to so many girls that are like, it's just way too tight. I can't do it, because not every girl has control of their body like how I do. Like I know that one, I have a really high pain tolerance. I like getting through pain. It feels good to me. And like somehow I've just been blessed with a stretchy butthole. Like not everybody's going to be that.
You were
there
born
is
blessed.
Desensitizing gel that really, and I don't think like numbing ones or anything. If it says like anal desensitizer, that's the one to do.
Okay.
And it also functions as lube. So it's like,
Oh, yeah. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
What about, we need to talk about this, scat play? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. What, can you explain what that is? I mean, it's like
playing with your poop. Like, it's guys who are into poop. And I was always shocked by it.
Uh-huh.
But you know, it makes sense. Like, people are into the things that, when you're not horny, are disgusting. Like, the more disgusting it is, like, you're going to be into it, whether it's incest or poop.
Right.
Like, it all is the
same.
How
do you play? Like, what are we doing? Like, are we, like, rubbing it on people? Are we eating it?
I didn't even know.
Dirty Sanchez? Like, what are we doing
with it? So many guys, since I started doing this job, have asked me to shit on camera. Like so many guys, and I
on their chest,
and it's no, like just on camera. They want to see me poop, like into a toilet, into a bowl, on the floor. Like so many guys have asked me that, and I've never done it because God forbid they leak it on the internet. Like please no.
Right.
And also, I'm just not into that.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel comfortable making it.
Mm-hmm.
But I never really knew like what guys were into or why. And then one time on Twitter, this website called scat.com messaged me and was like, hey, I think you'd really like to use our site, because poop play is not allowed on like OnlyFans.
Oh,
or
it's
a
not.
Lot of sites. No.
Why?
So they just don't allow. There's so many restrictions with certain
it's
things.
It's poop though. Like,
I know.
What?
Right?
Okay.
It's too kinky for them.
Whatever. OnlyFans.
So, yeah, whatever. They have so many.
We're out here fucking our cousins on there, but we can't play with our poo. Okay.
It's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't pee. Like you can't even get golden shower.
Wow.
Beside that though, scat.com has a Twitter, and I just clicked it to be like, oh, what's this website? What's this, like, these people messaging me? The first video on the top was a girl shitting into her hands, like real shit. Like it was fucking, I've never seen somebody shit.
So she just,
she shit into her hands. Like she was standing up, kind of. She was like holding her hand under her butt. She like shit a ton into her hands and just rubbed it all over her body, on her face, like everything.
Okay.
I was it for me, it was shocking. Then I scroll down one for some reason, and this girl's riding this guy in reverse cowgirl. He's like laying flat on the floor, and she's riding, and she lets out like a perfect like Hershey.
No way. Of, how did of she shit. Perfect that?
I don't know. It was crazy. I'm like, do they put fake shit in their butt and then like make it come out? I don't
something.
Know. And then I scroll down more and this boyfriend and girlfriend cover their entire bedroom in plastic, like clear plastic, like they're going to murder someone. And then like literally the walls, the floor, all the furniture. And then they just like shit all over it, like rub shit everywhere. Like it's really, I think it's a very niche market.
Have you ever done it?
No. Never. I mean, I have a lot of messy anal videos that I can't sell on OnlyFans now, but they used to not have that rule. So I used to have them on there.
Okay.
Where like we would fuck and when he'd pull out, like there's there a little shit on his dick and we'd film it on accident. Like we didn't mean to make that. Well, but then guys, like those would sell three times as well as the clean videos.
Stop.
Yeah. People love them because it's real anal. Like, wow. And I love showing that because it's like, it's not because I think poop is hot, but it's like, this is what real anal looks like. Mm-hmm. Like get comfortable with it. Like we have poop
it's
in
authentic.
Our butts.
Yeah. No, we're actually fucking and like, I get it. Exactly. I kind of get that. Do you come super easily?
You know, I do, do you now, orgasm, like, really but easily? I didn't for a long time. Even last year, I remember calling my mom and being like, I have such a hard time orgasming. For so long, I just didn't know how to make myself come. Like, I was super horny, but I didn't know how. And sex felt amazing without coming.
Yeah.
But I didn't know, like, rubbing my own pussy never really did it for me.
Yeah.
Until I found this one vibrator that, and my mom was like, just keep trying, like, focus on stories that turn you on. And that's probably the best thing she ever told me. She mm-hmm. was like, just think of things that like fantasies that turn you on. And so as I've been practicing, like trying to get better at orgasming faster and getting in that zone much easier, I've gotten really good at it. I can come so fast. It's one, finding a vibrator that really works for you. And mm-hmm. I tell most girls, like, a lot of vibrators are really weak. So some girls that they work really well for, but other girls, like they feel like I don't even have a clit. Like I don't even feel like this right. vibrator works.
Right. You have to try a bunch.
The majority are so weak and not that good. And then you'll find one that's like, just ask for the most powerful ones everywhere mm. you go. I have one that's, it's called New Sensual Point. I literally recommend that to everybody. Okay. Free promo, but that's my favorite vibrator in the whole world.
I love that.
I'll send you one.
Yeah, send me one, please. Yeah, it sounds like you can just really train your body to over time.
Like
just
now
come
I
easier.
Orgasm really easy and I orgasm like 8 times in a row. Like I
what?
Just keep, yeah, I just keep going. Like one orgasm has never been enough for me. I do one and I need to lay there and have another and another
I'm
until
so
it's physically
jealous.
Painful. I stop.
I'm so fucking eight in a row.
You can train yourself. Yeah,
okay,
I have to.
Well, can you give me the, you'll have to tell me like
because,
the
like,
manual
girls,
to train.
I mean, just work on like your brain. For me, it's working on my brain. Cause like girls can orgasm just by thinking about certain stuff.
Right.
But we don't know how to do that. I can't fucking do that. But I'm getting closer and closer every time. And like, I used to think, oh, I need to think about having sex with my boyfriend. But now I realize like what my fantasy, this is actually kind of crazy. Cause you've talked about it on the show before, like the gynecologist fantasy.
Mm.
My biggest fantasy was, I just read this story one time and it stuck with me about this girl going in for her first gynecologist visit and the gynecologist like just makes her orgasm. Mm. Like, and he's like trying to teach her how to orgasm.
I'm into that shit too.
Yeah. He's like, so she didn't know what he was doing, but he's like, I'm going to give you your first orgasm. Like, this is how you do it. And he did it.
That turned me on.
And so that turned me on and I was in the role of her for a while.
Yeah.
Then I started being in his role and like I started being the man in it and like
just in your brain, like
in my brain, I'd be like how good it feels to stick my dick and like her pussy and stuff
mm-hmm.
and like teach her how to orgasm when like she doesn't know what's happening to her kind of thing.
Right.
Which I don't know why that happened, but my fantasies have just evolved, but those turn me on so fucking much.
Oh my God.
I think what it is though for women is like taking away the pressure of feeling like you have to come or someone's like, come for me, baby, like come now. But instead being like, I'm gonna make you come. And I'm not even going to tell you that I'm doing it.
That's what's
and
hot about it.
You're not
going
to know what's happening to your body.
Right.
But you are going to orgasm.
Right.
I think
you're
women
defenseless
need that.
And like, yeah. That, even
it
when
opens
I
opens something in your brain.
It does. When I was younger, I was into that. Like, oh, just me not even being able to control if I want to or not. And a guy's just going to force me to and make it happen.
We need that because so many guys are like, come for me, come for me. Like your whole teens. And you're like, I don't know how to come.
I know. Is it true?
Mm-hmm.
You said one time that once you hit 500K followers on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
that you were going to go on tour where you fuck a fan from
oh
each
my God,
state.
I love that.
Is that true?
Yeah. I love that you did your research.
I did. I did. And I was like, I was thinking like, fuck, I wonder what state would have the best dick.
Dude, I want to do that so bad.
That would be so crazy. And I know it sounds
like the most like slutty shit ever. I don't know. It sounds crazy to add just like 50 to my body count.
We've said a lot on this episode. I don't know.
I think it would be so fun. Like, I just love getting to know people through sex, and especially like picking one fan in every state and doing a country tour. Like,
sounds that's amazing. My job.
I think it would go crazy. I want to do it now, but like, I don't think it would get the press it deserves.
I think I need to do a world tour. We're waiting till the 500K, and I need to know like, what.
Be traveling around in a van.
And they just go in the fucking camper van and fuck you. That's fucking amazing. And where, and you said we need to get 500K on OnlyFans or Twitter?
Twitter. That was my claim. So okay. It's actually coming up pretty fucking soon.
Woo! Guys, if you're listening, submit your resume. Submit them now.
I'm trying to pay it forward to my fans.
That's and it's honestly, charity starts at home.
My fans have like their messages to me every day inspire so many of my videos, inspire the sex I have in my personal life.
And you need
life.
To give back.
Yeah. Like there's way kinkier than I am, half of them. And like with big dicks, like, and a lot of them are super hot. Like, yes. I would be happy to fuck like my fans.
I kind of want
to
copy your idea and do it too. Dude, like when I go on tour.
Go on tour?
Yes.
And just give them threesomes?
Yes. Oh, I would way rather do it with
they
you
have
too.
To, like, they have to give a full, like, talent testing is where porn stars get tested. So they have to give a full like talent testing panel of STDs,
right.
A clean STD test.
Right.
They have to show us a dick pic. They have to like, you know, send us a whole application, like saying what they're into, why they think they deserve it. We have to see if they're hot and we're into them.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can find 50 of those guys.
100%. I want to go on your OnlyFans. Would you ever let me?
I will give you a year subscription for free. I'll give you 12 year subscription
to
for
go
free.
On it.
Yeah.
What would you have me do?
Just
us hook up?
Oh, I would do anything you want.
Anything?
I do literally anything. Kay, I do anything.
I'm literally,
dude, if you ever want to be fucked in the ass with a strap on, if you ever want to just have a, you know,
so literally anything
I want. If you
want
to do nudes, if you want to be clothed and just, you know, watch me masturbate, if you want to masturbate side by side.
Okay.
There's so many things you can do. I can do, like, I've done a lot of anal training with girls where I train their butts and, like, put
oh
little,
my
like,
God.
Because I'm really
that's
gentle
what I
and light. Nice.
I don't
yeah.
know. I feel like we connect on, like, a spiritual yeah. level, and I think our first.
We don't even need to film it.
we really don't, actually.
We can just fuck.
That's not even a lie. I was about to say, the first video we do make, I would just want it to be you and I.
Exactly.
Scissoring, eating out.
Literally.
And just keep it, like, basic
lesbian lovers. I've done that with so many girls, like just like good lesbian sex.
Right? Yeah. I feel like our sex would be really hot. I guys, there's so sexual too. Tension.
Or you know, you
right
can
now.
Always come on live stream on my OnlyFans while we're like in a hot tub, you know, and we just like rub our titties together.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Bounce our titties for people.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Like, is it more dudes or girls that subscribe?
Way more dudes. Like,
but
the
now
penis
girls are
just right. leads men to that.
I know.
But now that I've been getting a lot more girl fans, there are a lot of girls subscribing, whether or not they just want to support. Mm-hmm. So one girl literally messaged the other day and she was like, hey girl, I just wanted to let you know, like, I love you so much and I support you so much. I'm going to unsubscribe now, but bye. Because she was like, the next video I sent was like, me farting on a dick.
I love you. I support you. I gotta go, though.
And then other girls are like lesbian couples and they watch me all the time.
Uh-huh.
Because I make very like, I don't make porn for women, but I make porn like of me being myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of women love it and a lot of men love it.
Yeah.
It's like right. very, it's not like just like, I hate when people say, is this porn for women? Because it's like,
no.
If you're just being like a normal woman, men like that shit.
Right.
That's men fuck normal women.
Right. Oh my God. We could talk for hours.
Yeah,
we're running out of time, but the last thing I want to talk about is the fucking story that you were telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Your LA threesome shit. Just quickly, you need to let everyone know what the fuck went down.
So if my TikTok fans, like if you're a TikTok fan of mine, you know about the Gummy Bear Boys. Because I went to a sex party one night in
crazy
LA.
Shit.
And I go back to my hotel and it's like a topless rooftop. So you can be topless and go swimming and stuff. So it's
okay.
really sexy. I got back to my hotel at 3 a.m. and I'm like, I'm going to go swimming in the pool with Hannah. And so I go in just like my underwear and no top on. And she starts making out with this other guy she met at the sex party. And I'm just there alone. And these two guys are in the pool I've never seen. And they're like young guys. They were really funny. I just hit it off with them so fast. And it wasn't sexual at all. So I take them back to the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like doing all these skits and they're just being hilarious. Like funny guys just turn me on.
Yes,
me and too. Especially when they are not trying to get sex out of you. And so then we were watching a show. I think we were watching South Park and then another show. Mm-hmm. And I was like, can I put gummy bears in your guys' buttholes?
Because
there were gummy bears on the in the like what is it? The mini bar. Yeah, the mini bar. And they were like, yeah. And they literally turned over and bared their butts for me to put it in. And I was like, and I was starting to do it. I was like, guys, let me show you how to do it. And I got in doggy. I was like, first you need to get in doggy. And I started shoving them in my butt. And then they started shoving them in my butt. And then I had like 10 in my butthole and they started eating my ass. And then I was just so fucking horny. And we just had a full on threesome.
With gummy bears in all of your guys' asses?
No, not in theirs. I never got around to putting them in theirs. And then he fucked my ass during one of them did. And the gummy bears just got shoved even farther up there.
Okay, hold the fucking phone. How many gummy bears went up there?
I think at least 10.
And do you just shit them out the next day? Like, can you get an infection? So what?
No, it's just like shit. Like,
what did your shit look like? Was there
they were
like
full gummy bears.
Did they like disintegrate or did they actually just come out like little bears?
They came out like little bears.
Stop it.
There was one in the bed when I woke up in the morning.
Stop it.
So but then these guys, we like had sexual tension the whole time, but I wasn't gonna hook up with them because Drew was fucking in the bed in the hotel room, like
your my other boyfriend.
Guy. Yeah, and like I'm allowed to sleep with other people, but I usually don't do it when I'm with him. Like it felt more like cheating that way. So I was like, I'm not gonna do it. Then the girl gives us the Molly chocolates,
and then you're fucked.
And then we literally got butt naked on the rooftop after everyone left because you can stay up there all night long.
Mm-hmm.
And we fucked on the rooftop on the beds by the pool, butt naked. And
you just gotta tell your boyfriend it wasn't me, it was Molly.
Yeah, and they fucking they made me come. That'll
be fine. They yeah, made exactly. You come.
It was Molly. They made me come. They went down on me and made me come, and then
both of them just took turns going down on you,
and it was so good.
Fuck.
And then they both came like separately. One guy came in my ass. He like fucked my ass and came, and then then I made the other guy come blowing him, and then the other guy went back in my butt again and fucked me till he came again. It was we were so fucking horny. But yeah, I love
them. He came in your mouth and then in your ass.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking
I
God.
I love them. They're so awesome.
Can we go to LA together?
Dude, if we go to LA together, I stay at this hotel
that's literally...
No, that
scary shit would happen.
No, it's amazing. I stay at this hotel that I just never leave. You can be topless on the rooftop and everybody always is. You can smoke weed up there.
Can we say what
lots
it's called?
Lots of porn girls are there.
Or no?
I probably shouldn't.
No, okay,
it's like
don't.
A members
don't.
Club where they
also,
try...
Also, we don't
I don't
want to
blow up the spot.
No. Mm-mm.
But, you know, if you become friends with us, like, or if you see us there, say hi.
Yes.
I've actually met some really cool girls there
mm-hmm.
that are fans of me. And like
amazing.
One girl came up to me last time I was there and was like, hey, I know who you are. And like, I'd really like to shoot you. I do film photography. And she just shot me. And they were
wow.
the most beautiful feminine nude photographs I've ever taken.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well,
if you see me, come say hi, please.
Yes. Okay. That story was ending on a high note, you guys.
The gummy bear boys.
The gummy bear boys.
Dude, they're in a band in LA. They're like grungy and really smart and philosophical and funny. And I just like... You know,
I wish we could give them
men,
a shout out. We probably can't.
Some men I just like that same night.
Some guys
I met
you
them,
just want putting yeah. gummy bears in your ass.
There was a guy
it.
Right before him, like that I was hanging out with the whole trip that gave me presents, had a great
and
job,
you were into it.
Like so successful, really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And like I should have liked him, and I just never wanted to have sex with him. And
yep.
he wanted to fuck me so bad and I never did. And then that same night I meet these guys in the pool, and 20 minutes later, they're like in my ass.
It's really all about personality.
It is.
It sounds cliche, but it is. Okay, Stella.
the final thought. It's all about personality.
Yeah. After everything we just talked
this
about.
This show will give you a good personality.
Yes. Yes, it will. Guys, Stella, thank you so fucking much again.
You're
going to come back on again next week. We're going out tonight. Where can they find you?
You can find me. The best place is Twitter, Barry Baby, Barey Baby.
Mm-hmm.
On TikTok right now, my at is deliveries to the back. Which is my only account that's not deleted. And then Instagram is Anal Princess. The L is a 1 and the E is a 3. You'll find me probably through Sophia.
Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y, and Sloots. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, bye. Guys.